Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I press this button here, I press this button here, and let's have Satan.
Lost lambs, old hands, find a man, not a man, understand, he's a daddy, son of Sam, and hey, they found the Lord of Pain. Dark words overheard, nipple twist, drug burn, demon bird, doom heard, me and Stevie Gutenberg, liar, in the lake of fire. Satan, can you hear us? We are on our way. God, just like you are, praise today. That's the Akamai way.
Sticky.
Stop talking amongst yourselves!
Talking about stickiness.
About sticky mess?
Stickiness.
Okay. Oh, it's fuck. It's. No, I'm not going to swear tonight. It is humid. Why is it? It's also very quiet in Daddy's ears. Put you up. We go there. Wait, what? Why is it so quiet in Daddy's ears?
Loud in mine.
Can you stop saying Daddy?
I'm Daddy.
Zaddy.
Daddy hungry.
It's Zaddy now.
Zaddy's hungry. Well, this is going
to
be
Speaking
one.
Of Zaddy. Hey, Alistair.
Alistair. Right, here's Catherine, you can't answer because you know this, right? I'm going to give you some clues as to what I did today by saying the words that I said for about 5 or 6 minutes. You have to guess what I'm doing, right? Where I was this morning. One. Without. Can I see it again? Two. The same. With. What was I doing this morning? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Want me to fill in the blanks?
Don't give it away. This is tonight's...
Is it better?
No. This is tonight's competition. This is tonight's competition. Alistair, where was I? Unless you're being deliberately obtuse and telling me the answer without you knowing you're telling me, which is a possibility.
Well, what you've just done there...
Yes, sir.
...is you're a classic subject of... psychology experiment.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I was getting ready to ring the bell. I do it again. Are you trolling me, Alistair? Because you could be, from what you're doing right now, be trolling me. Okay. Second. First. One. Without. Oh, definitely. Oh, God, definitely with. That's amazing.
That's filthy.
I can't tell the difference.
There we go.
Can't tell. I'm really worried.
I know. I've got it. Opticians.
Hey! Correcto! One of my favourite things to do. I'm supposed to have been sent a new cable. I wonder if that new cable's come. Let me just check my Amazon orders. One of my favourite things to do. Got some bad news, guys. I don't need new glasses. Although, she... was when is order placed? Has it arrived? Parcel was handed to resident. Oh, I've got it then. She talked about these new glasses. Have you heard of these? Office glasses. Do you know what they are, anybody? This is a thing. Office glasses.
Is it the ones for the screen?
Ones for the screen. So you can use them as a reader. I'm starting to struggle to see the computer screen. But you use them as a reader and then you can use them for a little bit more distance. I said, oh, bifocals. She went, oh, no. It's for reading and for looking. Then you can look at screens because it's a little bit different. I said, that's bifocals.
They're called multifocals, though, because these are multifocals what I'm wearing.
Remember the old-fashioned ones that were like, they were actually split in two?
Yeah.
And they gave rise to that old man thing of...
Yeah.
David says, are they the glasses they try to sell to people who don't need new glasses? No, it was because I struggled to see the computer screen, but my reading glasses make it worse. So is that, and I would like it, but then I don't want to spend £100. I don't want to spend £100. So then I looked on eBay because you can, of course, buy readers on eBay. Oh, I'm a 1.5.
You can buy them at Flicking Superdrug as well for a tenner.
But I couldn't. No, they're readers, Catherine. I was looking specifically for office glasses. What did you call them, Alistair?
Multifocals.
Let's
have a little look because I need a 1.5 and a 0.5. Multifocals. There we go. Let's have a little see what we got. Progressive progressive multifocal multi fuck. That's not a swear. I'm trying to say a word. Progressive folk. All right, they're good. Oh, so but strength. But then it only has one strength.
What? That's not multi. That's uni.
There we go. Progressive multifocal technology creates three zones. This is what you paid for. Creates three zones. Oh, by the way, I've got a new sound clip. Catherine, you let me know when you hear it, all right? I'm going to drop it at some point in tonight's show. It's a new sound clip. Catherine, you let me know when you hear it. And you give it a score out of 5, please.
All right.
Okay. Good evening, Dave. We're talking about glasses, something you know nothing about.
Welcome.
So please keep quiet, Dave. You don't know anything about what we're talking about. Creates three different zones for different types of vision. No need to take off without fatigue for long time wearing.
God.
But then what does it do?
Don't trust your vision to this kind of behaviour on eBay for the love of all that is holy.
I'm going to buy a pair.
Don't scrimp.
They're £5. Are they
just plastic frames with nothing in them?
You're going to be a plastic frame with a fist in you in a minute.
Bloodshot eyes with a little hole there.
I'm going to buy. Listen, none of you wear glasses. It's just me.
I do.
And
my glasses are stronger than yours.
Catherine, you think you're so funny and clever. I'm going to buy these for £5.16.
Don't.
Why? It's too late to hit the buy it now button. You can't stop me.
You're going to ruin your eyes.
I nearly bought, thanks to David Turner's, I'm ruining my eyes a different way. I nearly bought, thanks to David Turner's, a new handheld console. He's trying to get me to buy it. I said, what the fuck? Why are you getting me to buy it?
Hang on a minute. David's got turned into Maverick. I'm dangerous.
I've only got red ones. Okay. All right, we'll get some red £5.16. Do you remember the yellow glasses that were supposed to get rid of depression? Do you remember those? They were like yellow. Yeah. Fuck it. It's James Whale. It's James Whale down the bottom there, isn't it? And there's Ash next to him. Bloody hell.
Problem is, I can't see because they're just cheap fancy dress glasses.
Pardon?
I can't see because they're just cheap fancy dress glasses.
What did you say? Oh, no, that's hearings. I'm so sorry.
That doesn't work.
Completely messed it up. I can only apologise. I'm just going to go and find the cable that was apparently sent to me.
Oh, good.
All right, Amy, are you doing your expenses?
No, she's writing down all her grievances against Ian Lee. She's going to be there sometime.
Hey, yes.
There's many pages.
It goes in a ring binder now. She's worked her way through so many exercise books full, and now it's like a...
Oh, this is nearly full. This one's nearly full. I bought a new one. I love it. I got 4 of these on the go now. So this one is just like journal and notes while I'm doing clients on the phone. The other one is specifically for writing down ideas for the radio. I put 4 in there. And the other one is like recovery stuff. And then there's a new one of these. I love it. I love it. Just jotting stuff down is great.
One of my great pleasures.
When I die, Catherine, could you burn all of the books that are in my house,
please? I'm selling them all. One of my great pleasures in life is a fresh notebook. And one of the great despairs is having to write in the first page.
Is Amy writing an incident report up?
I can't hear you, so I'm going to ask you to repeat.
She is.
Is there someone stuck on the roller coaster as we speak? We can't get them down. We haven't done the paperwork yet.
She's doing a flowchart as to how to retrieve them. Do we leave them?
This cable is like when I have my ears syringed. I can hear clearly now, the wax has gone. What's your pleasure, Catherine?
Pleasures.
Oh, you got your own?
Yeah, I bought some for here because my daughter stole mine and they hurt me anyway.
I've got two new. Do you want to hear? Thank you, Katifer, who did some digging and we found this in high quality. Oh, shit. No, we didn't. Hang on a minute. I have not installed. Oh, here it is. Here we go. I have some of this. This is high quality. Everyone pretend you're playing it, right?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Right, so you've got to stop and come in. So Catherine's first, then Amy, then me. No, Catherine, Amy, Dave, Alistair, me. You've got to come in at a certain instrument, all right? Are you ready? This is the best day of my life.
I'm going to use my hairbrush.
20 years. You can use props. 20 years I've been looking for this. We found it, and here we go. Listen to this. All right, so Catherine, you start, then it's Amy, then it's Dave, then it's Alistair. I'll come in last. What the fuck are you doing? You're all playing the recorder.
He's got a piccolo. No. I've got a flute.
You changed it from a recorder to a flute. That's one swear. And Dave comes in doing this as well.
I don't know what instruments are in it. I can drum.
It's all woodwind, man.
You need the...
All right. I apologize. This is so important to me. Here we go. All right. Here we go. 3, 4... this seriously. 20 years I've been looking for this music, Dave. 20 years.
He's not even started his popping.
Alistair was in his late 50s when I started looking for this. Right. Okay, here we go. This, I'm not going to interrupt now. Whatever happens.
Let me just get some of the spit out of this.
Alex does that because he's learning the trombone.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
And he does it on the floor. I said, what are you doing that for? Hang on a minute. Alan has commented on your post. Cheers. There we go. Right. Okay. So Alan asked me to post the Zoom link in the Patreon. He better join. Okay. Here we go. No more interruptions. Here we go.
Hell,
David.
I I don't know any more woodwind instruments.
Do whatever you want. It's not bagpipes.
Why not?
Dave, I apologise. I was overzealous and I apologise.
You said you weren't going to instruct, so I'm just sitting here listening to the nice music.
Maybe he was...
Maybe he was farting
it out.
I'm just going to play with my cigarette lighter.
Okay, you do that. All right, here we go. Here we go. Goes on and on forever. I tell you what.
It's still funny.
Do you think I'm a good mimer? I spent the first 5 years of my primary school life miming the recorder because I could not read music and no one noticed.
That's how you learned to do that, is it? I thought it was something else. First of all, Catherine, I played my new hotkey.
It's still funny.
Yeah. Marks out of five for that, please.
Who was that then?
Doesn't matter. It's a gentleman called Matt Murray.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the name, it's the context.
I find it amusing, I find it versatile. I'm going to give that a 7.
Out of 5, that's insane. thank you, Kater, for starting the search for that. And then someone online, it was Craig, I think it was, found it. It was 20 years, from, well, 18 years, 2004 I've been looking for that music. It was the old hold music for Royal Mail. And that's what it was. And we used to, on LBC, on the drive time show, we would sometimes phone up Royal Mail. When they answered, I'd say, I'm really sorry, could you put me back on hold so I can hear the music? We'd do that on LBC. And 18 years, I think it was Craig, Kate, is that right? The person who found it on YouTube. It was composed by a member of Underworld, not the Knickerfactory in Coronation Street. No. And I've reached out to him. His website is unsecure. So I have not touched that. His website is unsecure. I've reached out to him on Twitter. He hasn't got back. And I've looped that for an hour-long loop. And that's what ADHD is just playing that shit up over and over again.
That's the sound of your brain, isn't it?
Can I clear up something early on, early doors, Ian, please?
Well, I'd hoped you would have cleared it up before you joined us on Zoom in case we saw it. But yes. Click live, Katerfell.
I was wondering whether you're either going or you're going to be watching Paul McCartney at Glastonbury.
No.
Any further questions?
No, Your Honour.
You're not going to be either going or watching?
No. I definitely... Listen, I'm definitely not going. when is he on? Is it Sunday night? Or is it Saturday night?
Oh, I don't know. Probably the Sunday, I would imagine.
If it's
early afternoon, isn't it? You can't be up too late.
Shut up.
The big boy, now he's 80.
You know, I'll stay up as
you. You know, late nights was my idea.
If it's on Sunday night, I'll watch it. Saturday, we're taking the kids to Henley.
A music festival.
Music festival in Henley, where we're going to see Little Mix,
nope.
ABBA,
ooh, Little Chicks,
and Michael Jackson. All being impersonated on stage by tribute acts.
Oh, right. Okay.
That'd be nice.
Probably posh acts.
Yeah.
Being Henley.
Henley.
Yes.
Henley.
ABBA is pronounced ABBA.
Can we? We're into the music already. Oh, by the way.
Bye-bye, freeloaders.
Bye, freeloaders. Join us. He's playing a warm-up gig at a pub in Froome tomorrow.
I know.
No, he's not. Is he?
He is.
Well, that everyone knows about it, so it can't go ahead.
He's put a note out saying first come, first serve for tickets.
Well, how long ago did he do that? Is it
like this afternoon?
All right. So, is there still time? What's the link?
Have a look on Twitter.
I'll look on you in a minute.
Do I look like Google?
You look googly eyed. Now is the time to. By the way, yeah, that will be the clip that we'll put out. Is us miming to the Royal Mail music. That will get them in for next month, Catherine. Although there was a massive drop in numbers. It dropped by about 50. It went back up again, but it dropped by quite a lot. £25 a ticket already sold out. Well, if I offer to give someone £50 for a ticket, that's double bubble.
Well, they give that up, yeah.
Do you remember when Blur used to do gigs and they used to go under the name of Seymour? And if you saw Seymour in the listings, it was Blur.
Oh, really? No, I didn't know.
I saw the Pixies. Me and my sister saw the Pixies. Joe, you were there for the Pixies, right? We saw a Pixies. No, you weren't. I was there for the Pixies at a secret gig in a pub in Windsor the night before the Reading Festival. And I was stood directly in front of Kim Deal and she kept smiling at me. And I'm not a huge Pixies fan, but that was that vibrated in my body. Catherine, why don't you tell the Ladles and Jelly Spoons, as we're talking about excellent music, tell them all about Sunday.
Sunday we went to the O2 Arena and saw Barry Manilow.
Who could ask for more?
Barry's face was very tight. These days he's basically straight lines. Straight
Hang on,
line
sorry,
mouth.
Can I interrupt? My what? Sister says I couldn't go to that, hence I sent you. You didn't send me to see the Pixies. I went with my friends. We had to go. You can only get a ticket if you went to see a really crap band the week before. And I went there and I bought that ticket. You didn't send me. Sorry, Catherine.
Barry Manilow's face is now so tight, he's singing out of a 1 centimetre gap. But boy, what a voice.
His voice.
But still, what a voice. He forces it through that slit beautifully.
We're talking about the voice. Yes. He reached the high notes. He sustained some of the long notes.
Yes, and he sang about a third of Mandy.
Yeah, here's the thing, guys.
He hates Barry sing it on a video.
He hates his fans.
And he joined in for a tiny bit and then he Williamsed it.
Yeah, he hates his fans because he hates the music. He's a jazz musician and he hates the music. And so Mandy is the big one. He said, it was my second album in 76, 7, when I became smitten with Britain. Remember that? He said, I came smitten with Britain. And here's the one that started. Cuts to video of him as a young man playing Mandy. Okay.
Looking, right. His skin looking slightly looser.
Okay, there's the video. Yep.
Didn't he rip that one off from, was it Brandy?
Well, no, he didn't rip it off. He changed
started
it.
Writing it as Brandy, but then he thought Mandy might sound better.
He didn't write it. But then it's going on, and then he comes out and he sang like a chorus of it. And then he let us and the young Barry Manilow sing it. And it's like it's like the Monkees not doing Last Train to Clarksville. You know, it's like, come on, that's the hit. That's the one that broke you.
When you say young Barry Manilow, have they cloned him in preparation?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what they've done.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.